Missionaries, really, that's the double M. Born baller, baby boy, I be above the rim.
What's good, family? It's your boy, Just Blaze, host of the best NBA pod in the game, Above the Rim. Keep it locked each week and join myself and a special guest as we tackle the latest rumblings in the league. If it's happening in the NBA, you know I got you covered. Make sure you subscribe on all platforms and leave that 5-star review. Let's get it.
How do you describe the confidence you had to trust yourself down the stretch?
I'm one of the best basketball players in the world, you know?
Two quick questions, Jimmy. You've denied it before, but is playoff Jimmy a thing? Are you ready to?
It's not a thing. It's not. I just be hooping.
Talk about it.
You are now tuned in to Above the Rim.
Hoops talk for the streets.
Family, what's good? Welcome back to another edition of Above the Rim. Hoops talk for the streets. You already know how we do, family. Brought to you as always, it's your host, Justin, a.k.a. Just Blaze. Family, you know the drill. To get in contact with me, you can always hit me up and follow me on Twitter at JustBlaze_513, on IG at JustBlaze513, on Facebook and YouTube, search Above the Rim Podcast. Also email the show as well, AboveTheRimNBAPodcast@gmail.com. Tap in and leave the family a voicemail. The line is always open, 908-718-1592. Best way to support the show is by copping merch. You already know, link is in my bio. Show some love. I appreciate it, of course, family. Make sure you leave your boy a review on iTunes, on Spotify as well, if you rock with the show. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that thumbs up, subscribe, comment, show some love, tell me your thoughts. I want to hear from you as well, family, so let me know your thoughts, especially when it comes to these conference finals or whatever it is you want to talk about. You want to talk about John Morant doing stupid shit? You want to talk about Monty getting fired? Whatever it is you want to talk about, let me know in the comments, and you know I'm going to holler back at you, family. So let's get into these conference finals right here. The Eastern Conference Finals right here, family. The Miami Heat versus the Boston Celtics. It seems as if these two teams were destined to meet each other once and for all. Third time facing off in the conference finals in 4 years. This is the sixth time in 13 years that the Celtics and the Heat will meet in the NBA playoffs. The Heat and the Celtics met 4 times in the regular season, with Boston winning the first two, Miami taking the last two meetings. The Heat had to go through the play-in tournament just to get this far in the playoffs. The Celtics were battle-tested in a tough game, in a tough seven-game series against the Philadelphia 76ers. Through two rounds, Jimmy Butler's averaging 31-6-5, 13 points higher than anyone else on the roster, while shooting an efficient 52% from the field and 36% from three. Jason Tatum is coming off the most points scored in Game 7 history with 51, averaging 28-10-5 in the postseason. I'm loving the additional rebounding. I'm loving the improved defense that I've been seeing from JT in this postseason. Last year, the Eastern Conference Finals ended in a Game 7 with Jimmy Butler missing a three that could have won the game and could have won the series, right? So it was extremely close last year when they had the Conference Finals, and I expect this one to be the same between the Heat and the Boston Celtics. Let's talk about it, right? Jimmy Butler, he deserves the ultimate respect on his name in this postseason. I have to give credit to Jimmy Butler for getting his team in this position once again. Jimmy Butler has been nothing short of anything that he could ask for, everything that he could ask for in a star since coming to Miami. He went to the NBA Finals for the first time since the LeBron era in 2019-2020. He's the first number eight. The Heat are the first number eight seed to go to the conference finals since 1999. The first play-in team to make the conference finals. 3 conference finals appearances in 4 years since they've acquired Jimmy Butler on their squad. Sensational, my brother. Pat Riley has gotten everything that he asked for when he brought Jimmy Butler on board. A lot of people were criticizing the decision, saying that Jimmy Butler's not enough of a star. He's not a big enough of a star for him, for Pat Riley to spend that much money on him. And look, you're wrong. You're wrong. Playoff Jimmy is here to stay, and he's been here for a while now. 3 conference finals in 4 years, and he went to the finals. Now, listen, he's got to get it done, you know, win a championship. But a lot of the times, his team has always been a severe underdog in every series practically that he's been in. So, shout out to Jimmy Butler for continuing to be hungry and keeping his team in a position to succeed and in a position further than anybody thought they would be. So, shout out to Jimmy and the Heat for that. But let's talk about this series between the Heat and the Celtics, right? Some series X factors and things that I'm watching for in this series, Miami Heat's three-point shooting. The Miami Heat have been lights out from three in the postseason, and that's basically how they knocked off the Bucks. It came back to earth in round two, and there will be a lot of pressure this series for Kevin Love, Caleb Martin, Kyle Lowry, Max Strus, Duncan, and Gabe Vincent to knock down more of their open threes, especially on the road. I do think the losses of Tyler Hero and Victor Oladipo will be felt a little bit more in this series against the Celtics, more so than it was against the Knicks, because the Celtics are just a better team. They're going to need everybody on that roster to take down the Celtics, who are the deeper team and who are the better team on paper. And I wouldn't say in the playoffs, because the Celtics have been up and down, but on paper, they're the better team, right? A lot of Miami scoring in this series has come from ball movement. It's coming from screens because they don't have many ISO scorers left on this team. They don't really have much. It's pretty much Jimmy Butler is their only isolation, technically, scorer on this team left. Bam Adebayo doesn't really score as much. He definitely doesn't score in isolation. He scores within the flow of the offense. So they don't really have any at all, if Jimmy, ISO scorers left on this team. So they're going to have to rely on that ball movement, back screens, down screens, a lot of movement from their shooters in order to get points. Kevin Love, I talked about before, his impact in this series is going to be important for the Miami Heat. He's quickly become one of the more underrated additions in the NBA in these playoffs for the Miami Heat. He's been bringing that veteran presence that they've needed and solidifying that power forward spot that the Miami Heat sorely lacked. Remember last season when they were at the conference finals, who was there? PJ Tucker. The year before when they were in the bubble in the finals, who was their power forward? Jay Crowder. So they needed a person to step into that role because that role is very critical and important for the Miami Heat to stretch the floor next to Bam. Kevin Love has been excellent in that role so far. Lately, in the early season, he wasn't as great, but he's been good in the playoffs in that role. He's inserted himself into the regular rotation for the Heat, and he's been fitting perfectly in that role. He's hitting open perimeter shots. He's playing smart. He's patient on offense. And Kevin Love's outlet passes have been very Wes Unseld-like, as we know, which really helps the Heat in their offense, right? The Celtics, they're clearly the deeper team, more talented team in this matchup, but they have to play like it. The inconsistency from the Celtics to have shown in this postseason, it will not cut it. Tatum can't be as up and down as he was in that Philly series, right? And only worked out because Philly is just as much of an inconsistent team as the Celtics are. Jaylen Brown, and looking at in that series, he played solid, but, you know, he could be better, you know, in this postseason and in this series in particular. He in that series, I looked at the numbers, he only has 3 more assists than turnovers in the postseason. 44 assists to 41 turnovers in this postseason. And his lack of sharpness and his lack of exceptional ball handling from the wing position right now needs to improve against Miami, because they're all going to try to exploit that if he's having some trouble handling the ball. So he's got to shaping up on those turnovers, make better passes, make better reads. Some things I'm watching for in this particular series, physicality, right? Last year, when these two teams squared off, there were so many players logging heavy, heavy, heavy minutes and getting hurt in that series. And I believe the Celtics were very banged up going into the finals, and that, I believe, ultimately contributed to their demise in that NBA Finals series against the Golden State Warriors. They were banged up. They just came out of a very, very physical series against the Miami Heat, a 7-game series against the Heat. They really didn't have much time to really adjust their game plan and get healthy for the Golden State Warriors, who came into the NBA Finals very healthy. So the Celtics are going to have to be able to deal with that physicality from the Heat and try to come out the series healthy, semi-healthy, or at least healthy enough that one of their core pieces is still on the floor. How physical will the refs allow the series to be when they saw how it went last time? We'll see. The mental stamina is something that I'm also looking forward in this particular series, right? The Heat are extreme underdogs in this series, and they are playing with house money. ESPN came out earlier today and had the nerve to disrespect the Heat, saying that they have a 3% chance to win this series against the Celtics. They gave them a 3% chance, and the Celtics a 97% chance to win this series. Why did ESPN do that to piss the Heat off? Why did they do that? I'm sure that graphic that went out that a lot of us saw on Twitter today, I'm sure that graphic was posted up in the Heat locker room everywhere by Pat Riley, by Coach Spro, just for the motivation. If I was them, I would put that shit in the front of the arena saying 3%. That's going to be our call tag for this series. That's going to be our rally cry for this series, 3%, because they gave you guys, Miami Heat, 3% chance to win this series. Disrespect. Ultra disrespect. The Celtics in this playoffs, talking about the mental stamina still, the Celtics in this playoffs, they've looked a bit rattled mentally on a few occasions, right? If the going gets a little bit tough, can they still come out together as a unit? They showed some stretches in that Philadelphia 76ers series where they could get a little rattled at times. At times, they've been, the Celtics have been pretty inconsistent, and they have been a pretty inconsistent team as a whole in this entire playoffs. And it starts from the top down, right? Jason Tatum has to have a good game every single game in this series to keep that team confident. Jaylen Brown can't get lost in the shuffle at any point in this series. He can't fade to black in this series. He can't fade to the back in this series. He's got to be very aggressive in every game because the Heat don't really have anyone to guard him in particular. Jimmy Butler is going to be occupied and having his hands full with Jason Tatum in this series. So who's going to be the guy guarding Jaylen Brown? Maybe Caleb Martin, maybe Max Strus. Who else? Because they don't really have a person of Jaylen Brown's caliber as good as him to guard him. So he should be going off this series, and the only way for him to do that is if he's very aggressive. So we're going to see if he's going to be doing that. Another thing I'm looking for and watching out for in this series, Coach. Listen up now, fellas. Listen, Coach Spo is not only the best coach in the playoffs, he's the best coach in the NBA. The number one coach in the NBA is Eric Spoelstra. You hear it here. I'm on record of saying that. Whatever you need in a coach, he has experience, X's and O's, adjustments, strategy, intensity, motivational, composure, and young enough to have an old school approach, but connect with the players just as easy because he's in that in-between age, right? Coach Spo going up against a rookie coach and Joe Mazzulla could be a nightmare for the Celtics. He could coach circles around him in this series. We saw Coach Spo coach circles around Tibbs last series, and we saw him coach circles around Coach Bud. Got him fired in round one, right? So we know Coach Spo is an elite coach. I'm putting on record he's the best coach in the NBA. I don't care what anybody says. He's the best coach in the NBA. But Coach Spo going up against a rookie coach, that's advantage Heat any way, shape, or form you do it, right? Coach Spo, talking about Joe Mazzulla as well, since he's the rookie coach on the Celtics side, he has some Coach Spo tendencies in him, being a little bit younger, having that passion, having that motivation, having that aggression. And he's no pushover as a coach. I actually think he's been doing a great job in this playoffs, for this being his first playoffs and him being really thrusted into that role. And he's damn near the same age as Al Horford. So he's the same age as all of these guys coaching you. So this is tough for him to even navigate. And he got them back to the conference finals. So you can't say anything about Joe Mazzulla. He's doing an excellent job, in my opinion. And I think he's going to be a great coach going forward. This is a hell of a trial run for him, a hell of a first year for him. Right? Talk about experience on the Miami Heat side. Love, Lowry, UD, have all been on championship winning teams in their career. So the Heat have that experience edge. The experience that they have will be key in keeping the Heat deep, going deeper into the postseason. The Celtics don't have that championship per se experience to rely upon yet, but the core of this team and the majority of this roster has played in so many big games together that they will be prepared for any situation. We know that. We know they play in big games. We know they can perform in big games. If you just saw in a game 7, Jason Tatum dropping 51. They have plenty of instances where players perform well in big games, but then they also have those times where those players drop off and are not as productive as they normally are, right? So Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, the best duo on the floor, and I expect them to play like it in this particular series. Series prediction. This one is tough too also as well. This is tough because I love both of these teams. I'm not going to lie. These are two of my favorite teams in the East. Follow these two teams very well. Everybody knows I like the Miami Heat. Everybody knows Jason Tatum is one of my favorite players in the league, of course. I love this Miami Heat team. Like I said, I would be very happy if they won this series, right? Jimmy Butler deserves to win a title, but this task is going to be very difficult right now. I wouldn't be nine at all if the Miami Heat win this series, right? This one may be a little bit too difficult for Jimmy Butler to challenge, but maybe not. I could be wrong, and I would be happy to be wrong in this particular instance, right? I just think the Celtics are the better team from top to bottom, overall depth, but this is going to be a tough-fought, hard series. Hopefully, nobody gets hurt in this series. I'll tell you that right now. Hopefully, nobody gets hurt. But I'm going to go... I mean, it's not really that crazy of a prediction, but I'm going to just go Celtics in seven. I'm just going seven because I don't know who to choose, right? I think the Celtics are going to win at home, but I think the Heat actually can win in six. I really think the Heat can win in six if they take one of these first couple of games in Boston, because we've seen the Celtics have a tendency in this playoffs to drop a lot of games at home. In the 76ers series, they dropped two games at home in that series. They can't do that against the Miami Heat. Miami doesn't give away games like that. So they can't lose any of those games at home. And if they do, it's about to get very sticky. So I'm going to go Celtics in seven because I think they are the better team from top to bottom. But it's going to be tough. I just hope and pray we get a healthy series where nobody else gets hurt. And that's really all I'm asking for. So a tough fought Eastern Conference Finals is going to be tremendous. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm ready to watch it. I know y'all are ready to watch it. Let me know in the comments what you think about this series. Let me know in the comments your predictions for this series. Who will be the best player on the series? Is it still going to be Jimmy Butler? Will Jason Tatum overtake Jimmy Butler in the series? I don't know. We'll see. But let me know in the comments, family. I appreciate you for joining me once again for another episode. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, IG, and Facebook with all your NBA takes. Send me a voicemail, 908-718-1592. Before I go on the next episode, I got some great stuff coming for you guys coming up soon. Some great guests as well. You guys got to be excited with all the new things that I'm doing coming up in the show. Subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. I appreciate it, of course. Love is love. We out.